From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, August 17th, 2015. These are some of the stories that made the news Friday, August 14th through Sunday, August 16th. Several reports over the past week looked back at the search for escaped inmates Richard Matt and David Sweat, who eluded authorities for most of June after letting themselves out of the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, New York. The Albany Business Review says the search cost $41 million in overtime at the Corrections Department and $17.6 million for the New York State Police. The million-a-day cost was close to cost estimates announced during the search. The New York Times reported that, quote, for days after the June prison break, corrections officers carried out what seemed like a campaign of retribution against dozens of Clinton inmates, particularly those on the honor block. In letters reviewed by the Times as well as prison interviews, inmates described a strikingly similar catalog of abuses, including being beaten while handcuffed, choked, and slammed against cell bars and walls, unquote. Locally, the Albany Times Union reported that a state appeals court increased the financial damages Rensselaer County must pay to a former female jail sergeant, a sexual harassment victim by a group of male officers at the facility. Former Sergeant Laura Abbott Seabury gets $3 million, including a lump sum of up to $1.46 million from Rensselaer County for the state pension she would have received if she had stayed on the job, plus $580,995 in lost wages. A clique of jail officers known as the, quote, Boys Club, unquote, harassed her, and sheriff's officials at the jail engaged in, quote, deliberate inaction, unquote, about the harassment, a court previously ruled. In Kinderhook, the Register Star reported on who the Republican and Democratic parties nominated for Town of Kinderhook elections in November. The Kinderhook Republican Caucus nominated current Kinderhook Supervisor and Chairman of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, Patrick Grattan, for a fourth term in office, plus incumbent Town Board members Deb Simonsmeyer and Tim Ooms, Town Clerk Kim Pinkowski, and Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chaika. Democrats nominated Matthew Nelson for town supervisor and Marcia Anderson and Jeffrey Ouellette for the town board. Pinkowski was also nominated by the Democrats, along with tax collector Deidre Curtis, town justice David A. Delahunt, and Ken Golden for county district attorney. Read the full story in the Register Star. In Columbia County, John Mason reported in the Register Star, officials are going to lease vehicles rather than buy them in hopes of saving $325,000 over 10 years. The County Board of Supervisors voted August 12th to authorize a contract with Enterprise Fleet Management, leasing vehicles for no more than 5 years with the option to buy the remaining equity. Currently, Columbia County owns 124 cars, but will get 24 new cars this year from Enterprise, which will take 24 of the county's older cars and sell them. And finally, Bert Moore in the Mountain Journal reports that the Delaware County Fair will allow vendors to sell items with the Confederate flag on them August 17th to the 22nd after the New York State Fair and many other government and private groups have pulled the stars and bars from circulation. The Delaware County Fair's board said no to a ban, with one director saying in a public meeting, quote, the more flags, the better, unquote. President Ed Rossley told the paper, quote, we had signed contracts, legal contracts, with our vendors. We believe that the vendors have to honor their end of the contract, and we have to honor our end. In all the years I've attended the fair, I have not seen one vendor selling the Confederate flag. Yes, there are belt buckles and tie clasps that have an image of the flag on them. I have seen those at the fair, but we signed contracts before all of this took place. We will honor those contracts and hope that those who attend the fair realize we are not taking a stance on the Confederate flag. If there is a real problem, that problem will be addressed. We will also see how the fair goes, and if we have to make a change, we will do so for next year's fair, unquote. For the local weather forecast. Today, patchy dense fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 88 and a low around 66. Forecast for the next 2 days, Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 88 and a low around 66. And Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 85. The sun rose today at 6.05 a.m. and will set this evening at 7.53 p.m. And taking a look at public meetings. Today is the third Monday of the month. Athens Town Meeting at 6.45 p.m. at Town Hall, 2 First Street in Athens. Austerlitz Comprehensive Plan Meeting at 7 p.m. at 812 Route 203 in Austerlitz. Canaan Planning Board Meeting at 7 p.m. Town Hall, 1647 Route 5 South in Canaan. Germantown Town Board meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 50 Palatine Park Road in Germantown. And Greene County, 6 p.m. meetings of Government Operations and Finance Committees, plus party caucuses at the County Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. And the Greenville Town Board meets at 7:30 p.m. at Town Offices, corner of Routes 32 and 81 in Greenville. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, August 17th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Neva Wartell. Have a wonderful day.